Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Good government, a government fiscally responsible to its people, must have as one of its core purposes the achievement of results for its citizens. Shortly after taking office, President George Bush put forth a bold new management agenda, the President's Management Agenda, or the PMA. The PMA underscores the critical importance of performance, accountability, and results in government management, and it's premised on the belief that citizens have the right to hold the federal government accountable for its performance. The management reform efforts under the PMA have sought to provide clear, candid, and upfront information about federal government programs, successes, and failures. With us this morning to discuss the success of these efforts is our special guest, Clay Johnson, Deputy Director for Management at the Office of Management and Budget. Good morning, Clay.
Good morning, Al.
And joining us in our conversation is John Nyland, Managing Partner for IBM's Global Business Services in the public sector. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Al.
Clay, as the Deputy Director for Management within the Office of Management and Budget, you provide government-wide leadership to the executive branch agencies to improve agency and program performance. Clearly, this is no small feat. So I'm curious, with such an extensive and critical charge, could you tell us about a typical day or week, to the extent that there is such a thing, in the life of the Deputy Director of Management?
I was asked this question a couple of weeks ago, and I really didn't know how to answer it because I don't think there is a typical day or week. But it caused me to go back and look at my calendar over the last 6-8 months. And I was surprised to find out I spend 50-60% of my time in meetings. I knew I spent a lot of time. I didn't realize it was that much. About a half a day a week is spent getting the word out to either employee groups at specific agencies or general employee groups or to talking with the press. And the rest of the time is spent at my desk, at my computer, email. I get a lot of questions. A lot of issues come to me. One of my goals is to give people very, very fast, detailed, clear feedback to questions. A nut about it. And so one of my goals at the end of each day is that there are no unanswered emails. So a lot of meetings, a lot of interaction with other people. It's a very busy job.
From leading the Bush administration transition in 2000 to your 4-plus years as Deputy Director for Management at the OMB, the President has looked to you for your management prowess to improve the performance of the federal government. Could you give us your insight into the mission of OMB, but more importantly, could you elaborate on the widely held perception that you have single-handedly elevated the focus on management within OMB, so it really is the Office of Management and Budget?
Well, we joke on the world at OMB that it's time to put the B back in OMB, that M has gotten to be such a significant part of it. And it really is. It's a much bigger part of the way the entire staff spends their time than it was, say, 8-10 years ago. But I'm not the one that's put the M back in OMB. It's the President that's put the M back in the federal government. It's a priority for him. Sean O'Keefe and Mitch Daniels and Mark Everson designed, developed the PMA back in 2001 with the President's endorsement. And it was a campaign promise of the President's to come here and to work with federal employees to help the federal government be more effective. It was a job that I sought out because I like fixing things and seeing things work better. So it all starts with the President. The people know that when I'm speaking for him. When I'm talking about the importance of management, I'm talking about a priority for the President. So he's really the one that's caused it to be a priority. The thing that helps me in this job is I was the head of presidential personnel before I came into this position. So I knew all the leadership in the different agencies. So I had a lot of credibility with them and they with me. And so when I call, they know who I am. And my relationships with all the cabinet leadership helps, I think, put the PMA into effect.
Now, Clay, speaking of the President, you know, he has called upon you in several instances during his 2 terms to lead and manage critical initiatives that are very closely tied to his legacy. Could you elaborate a little bit on your leadership and management approach and maybe how your breadth of private and public sector experiences has prepared you for your current leadership role?
Yeah, John. I've had a really fantastic professional life. Been challenged in different areas, the for-profit and not-for-profit world and different kinds of industries and companies. And to me, one thing I've learned is that the key is to go in and find out what it is we're trying to accomplish. What is the definition of success? What are our goals? What is the real output we're trying to create? For spending money, what are we buying? How are we going to buy it? And how are we going to assure that we get what we pay for? So key is let's be real clear about what our goals are. Second key, I think, in terms of management in general is I think the best definition I've ever heard of a manager, and this is the way I try to approach it, is my job is to help the people that work for me be successful, not vice versa. One of the things I make sure is the four or five people that work directly for me are the best that I can find. They are particularly well-suited to accomplish what I think needs to be accomplished in the next 2, 3, 4 years, the typical length of time that someone has a job in the federal government, and that they have lots of expertise, and then I help them be better than they might be without me there. So it's a lot of helping and assisting. That's also the approach that I take working with the agencies. The agencies are not there to help me accomplish a presidential management priority. The president's management agenda and I are there to help the agencies be more effective at serving their customers. So I think those two general principles I've found myself applying to everything I've been involved in.
Now, you've acknowledged that those federal programs that have received positive OMB assessments share at least one common characteristic, that is a clear definition of success. Can we turn that around a little bit, and would you elaborate on what the clear definition of success was for the president's management agenda as it began?
The original language that was associated with the PMA talked about wanting the government to focus on results instead of process and control. If you think about what the word bureaucrat means, it means attention to the rules. There are rules, and we're trying to get people to comply with the rules. That is a traditional way to think about the government. The government really, though, is in the get-it-done business. There are certain things it's trying to accomplish for the benefit of America and taxpayers and citizens. So it ought to be not about controlling what goes on in the federal government. It ought to be about getting things done. So that was one goal. Another goal was to focus on what does it cost to get things done and bring a cost consciousness, a focus on efficiency, and also a minimization of duplication. We have a lot of programs, for instance, that work on job training, a lot of different programs that work on community and economic development. Are they working in concert with each other? And sometimes are they working in conflict with each other? And also to strengthen the ability of the government and employees to perform. We might be highly motivated to do a really good job at managing the federal government, but if we don't have the basic abilities to do so, all that motivation is for naught. So a lot of the president's management agenda is about the ability to cause your agency or your program to be more effective.
Clay, along similar lines, going back to the agencies for a moment, you've been on record as identifying four key elements for federal agencies to be successful under the PMA. Could you tell us about these four characteristics?
Yeah. I started thinking, what's the difference between an agency that's doing well and one that's not doing well? Every quarter we have what we call scorecard meetings, and we talk about the 26 agencies that we focus on in the PMA. And after a couple of these quarterly meetings, I started thinking, why are some agencies doing a good job and some not, or some that used to be doing a good job not doing a good job now? And all of a sudden dawned on me that there were four key things, as you mentioned. The ones that are doing well have a real clear definition of what they're trying to accomplish, whether it's in financial management or competitive sourcing or human capital practices. They have a real specific, realistically aggressive action plan with due dates, key milestones when certain things are supposed to happen. They have clearly defined accountability. Who is responsible for doing this, to whom, by when? And it's not what department, it's not what consulting company we're going to hire to come in and do this for us. It's what specific individual, and as long as we're writing down his or her name, let's write down their phone number and email address just in case we want to call to see how they're doing on it. So that's the third thing. And the fourth thing, and it has to be real clear to everybody that this is important. It's important to either the president, or it's important to the head of the agency or the head of my department. So all four of those are about clarity of purpose, clarity of method by which we're going to get there, clarity of accountability, and clarity that it's a priority and therefore somebody very important wants it done. When you have those four elements, 100% of the time, in the pre-MA anyway, people accomplish their goals. You miss one of those or more, and 100% of the time, it doesn't get done. It seems overly simplistic, but that's been my experience with it.
How does achievement on the PMA translate into better agency performance? We will ask Clay Johnson, Deputy Director for Management at the Office of Management and Budget, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.